The Italians are sometimes very cavalier about religion. If you ask an Italian, "Are you a Catholic?" he says, "Of course, most Italians are Catholic." But if you ask him, "Well, do you go to church?" he might answer, "I'm a Catholic, not a fanatic." And so in relationship to sin, sometimes we also have a cavalier attitude. Better to ask for forgiveness than permission. If it's so good, how come it's a sin? So the gospel teaches us a very well-balanced approach to sin. We are never punished because of our sins. We are punished by them. There's a big difference in language. Even today, when we speak about disabilities, we don't say this is a disabled person. We say this is a person, to underline the humanity of all of us. This is a person who has a particular disability. Well, in sin, we have the same thing. Hate the sin, but love the sinner. Hate the disease, but cure the patient. Sometimes people like to beat themselves up for the sin. They like to think to themselves, "I'm so bad, I'm so horrible." Sometimes these kind of self-deprecating statements, self-defeating statements, are there because we're afraid, we're prideful. We find it better to feel guilty than to do well and to repent. It is very easy to find a reason to continue doing wrong if you think you're a horrible person and even more, everybody's against you. Well, in the gospel, one of the things that God differentiates for us is there's a big distinction between sin and the sinner. We hate the sin, the dysfunction, the disease that has infected us, even though we may have caused it. So when the prodigal son comes back to the father and says, "Let me be your servant, I'm not worthy to be your son," what does God the Father in the parable say? "Oh no, you're always the son, you're always the daughter. No matter what you do, your dignity remains, and that is where you have to return to." God calls us his children. We call him our father. Jesus said, refer to him as daddy in the Aramaic word Abba. In the liturgy at the end, we are the inheritors of the kingdom of heaven. Say no to sin and use your struggle as an example of God's grace. When Peter begins to sink and Jesus saves him, he says, "Leave me, Lord, because I am a sinful man." But Jesus says in the end, "You are the church. You are the rock. Upon you I will build my church." And all the apostles who sinned, Jesus reminds them of the glory to which they have been called. So believe in God so that you can believe in yourself. And every victory you have is both a personal victory and a victory for all of us, for humanity. The Jews say, if you save one life, you save the world. Wouldn't it be nice if at the end of your life you can say, "I did save the world, because with God's grace, I saved myself"? Христос хрещається.